Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhetu i ra tahi te iariri.
Konei taku kai kōrero a Mary Ann Baker. Ka mo te hoa, mōhia pāhiana koutou, ngā tāngata e noho anei muri whenua ki te taitokerau, e hakarongo mai ana kia ia me ana kōrero. Nā ke kone eia me te wahanga o wāna kupu kōrero, e he mahi matātou, kia paie ngā tinana. Nā kia koe Mary Ann, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, girly. Tēnā koe. Happy to be here, and we're going to talk in this last section of kai and diabetes and just eating well. We talked about chronic kidney disease or kidney disease, because as we get older, or people with diabetes particularly, a lot of them are finding they've got stage either 1 to 5, 5 being end stage, chronic kidney disease. And a lot of them say, oh, what's that here, huh? Te mate. And so we thought, as we talked, that I'd say, well, with the chronic kidney disease, it means that your kidneys are damaged in some way and unlikely to get better. And the chronic means long-lasting. So if we look at what causes it, the common causes include diabetes, high blood pressure, and a whole lot of forms of inflammation. For some people, the cause is never found, girly, and some are common in older people. Mm. And this was written out from the Kidney Health New Zealand presentation. And so I think it's good if we know when we go to the doctor, what are the tests to check how well my kidneys are working? Well, there's 3 tests. The first is the blood test. And we always get the creatinine level and provides what they call an EGFR as well. And the creatinine, because, you know, and they're always wondering whether they're getting gout, these come up with those sort of tests. So the creatinine is the most common test to measure its function, because the creatinine is a normal waste product from the breakdown of protein in the muscles it saves and removed from the body by the kidneys. If these kidneys are damaged, then the creatinine level will rise, so it will go up. The other one is that EGFR, and every one of us should be learning these, and this is about health education, health literacy as well. That stands for the estimated glomerular filtration rate. It measures how much blood your kidneys filter each minute. If your kidneys aren't working properly, this will go down. So the kidney function goes down with age in most people, and stable values just below the normal range may be okay for older people. So it's us, you know, becoming knowing, mōhio. Provided there's no decrease in kidney function and the urine test is normal. So the second test, the urine test, looks at the albumin, a type of protein in your urine. The albumin can pass into the urine when the kidneys are damaged. And so this test is a good way of picking up any kidney damage. If the levels are high, this will speed up the loss of kidney function. The last one is blood pressure, the force of the blood against the artery, blood vessel walls, as the heart pumps it around the body. When we have a blood pressure that's too high, it can damage the artery walls and some organs, especially your brain, heart, and kidney. So a target blood pressure is considered to be less than 140 over 90 or 130 over 80 if you have albumin in your urine. So these are important that we know this, because a lot of us are old now, you know. I'm in that years too. So the stages, everyone wants to know the stages of. Stage 1 is a normal or high GFR greater than 90 mil per minute. Stage 2 is mild chronic kidney disease, when your GFR is 60 to 89 mil per minute. Stage 3 moderate is when the GFR is 30 to 59 mils per minute. Stage 4 is severe chronic kidney disease, and the GFR rate is 15 to 29 mils per minute. Stage 5 is end stage GFIs less than 15, and sometimes that's where you see them a lot on dialysis. Mm. So the treatment is if you have high levels of protein in your urine, then you may be advised to take medication, even if your blood pressure is normal. And the medication we all know, and a lot of us are on them, is the ACE inhibitor, the angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE. For example, captopril, inhibase, or salazopril has been shown to be beneficial for some people. It reduces the risk of heart and blood vessel disease and can prevent further worsening of the function of your kidney. So how do we keep our kidneys healthy? These are the things that we can do to look after our kidneys, as well as taking the medicines the doctor gives us. The most important thing is a healthy lifestyle. Always, you know, oh, it sounds hard. Remember, you're talking, people tell you it's hard to eat healthy. But these are pretty straightforward. First one is avoid salt. Salt can increase your blood pressure, which in turn damages your kidneys. Therefore, avoid adding salt to your food. Two, cut out refined sugars and processed foods as much as possible, because these can worsen blood pressure control as well as gout and causing more strain on the kidneys. Lastly, diet here is important. We talked about this. You've dedicated three big programs to good kind. Fresh fruit and vegetable intake is essential. Reduce meat intake. In the last stages of kidney disease, the dietary restrictions may be needed, and the doctor will talk to us if this is necessary. The blood results will be a way of telling the doctor what restrictions are needed. That's when they do all those calcium, calcium, all sorts of things. So going on, if you're obese or overweight, you should lose weight. You may need to ask your doctor about seeing a dietitian. And we are very fortunate up in the north there. Those are all available. You've got a really good functioning hospital and specialists coming there. Really good. Regular exercise can help your blood pressure, weight and well-being. And ask the doctor when you go about the green prescription. So any nurses that visit, the green prescription, whereby you can be given exercises, you go to your places for this. And then drink to satisfy thirst if you have a fever, vomiting and diarrhea, because these can cause you to lose more fluid. In these cases, it's important to contact your doctor to ensure you do not become dehydrated, as this can damage your kidneys. Restricting alcohol consumption to moderate amounts, although this doesn't cause kidney disease, it can have a negative impact on the other parts of your body. And if you smoke, well, we all know, stop. Talk to your practice nurse about the smoking cessation programs available, and we all know at the other end you can get Champix for free on the prescription if you need it after trying all the lozenges and patches. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs we all know as Nurofen, which you can get easily in even the supermarket, and Voltaren, are excellent drugs, they say, for a variety of minor complaints. However, we all know, and even Dr. Lance O'Sullivan went in the paper many years ago saying high doses can be dangerous. It's known. If your kidneys are already damaged, then these medications should be avoided. You shouldn't be taking them. Paracetamol is safer in standard doses. So always remember that, those anti-inflammatories, and especially us who tend to borrow other people's pills, say going to the doctor or going to the chemist, buying all these Voltaren. You got kidney problems, you know, kia tupas or better, not or nothing. So finally, it says in this guide from the Kidney Health New Zealand, get to know what your blood tests show. That's what we're just trying to teach over the radio. You can ask for a copy to be sent to you. And if a lot of you've got Manage My Health, it fronts up on your smartphone or your phone or your computer. Mm. This way you can see how your kidneys are working and if there are any changes. You can check with your doctor as why this might have happened and what might need to be done. So if anyone wants to have any kōrero or part-time, you can ring 0800-KIDNEY. So 0800-543-639,
0800-KIDNEY. Yes.
And they answer any questions.
Oh, right.
But the medicines, you know, they've got medicine sick-day rules. When you're unwell with any of the following, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sweat, shaking, stop the medicines listed below and restart when you're feeling well, it says. If you're not sure, ask just as the chemist, GP, pharmacist or nurse, or my clinical pharmacist working.
Yeah.
The medicines to stop on sick days, it says, is the blood pressure tablets, which include ACE inhibitors, those ending in pril, such as salazopril, lisinopril. ARBs, those ending in sartan. Remember, a lot of people on candesartan and losartan. Diuretic, those water pills, furosemide, that, you know, that we just had the Rongo Māori expert talk about kapiti, but that's wrapping, see, that's topical, that's not by mouth.
Yeah.
So diuretics and definitely anti-inflammatory painkillers like diclofenac, Voltaren and ibuprofen, which we always get easily, and metformin, a medicine for diabetes. So see, if you're not sure, 0800-KIDNEY, the pharmacist, the doctor. That's it,
Kormutu. Oh, kapai, kapai, Marianne. Yeah, yeah. Listen, you know, you're talking about those stages. You know, I'm listening to you saying about stage 1, 2, 3, 4.
And some
patients, you know, they don't ask. How do they know about your stages?
Well, that's what they're saying at the end. You ask your doctor for your blood test. So when you go to the doctor and you might be on, like, diabetes,
yep,
they're always testing because the side effect of diabetes is kidney damage,
right.
Because you're getting good.
So the idea for is when you're going for your diabetic check, you can ask which stage you're in?
Yes, just say, what stage are you? Because they'll test you, like, especially like people who think they got gout. These things come up because we measure and give gout pills and medicines as a pharmacist depending on this glomerular filtration rate.
It's just
GFR, and that's what they're saying. We're all hollering out, learn to know your tests and what they mean. It's very important.
Oh, okay.
And if you have managed your health, you can sign up at all the doctors up in Kaitaia in the mid-north. And they send you these results. They come up on your phone. They just need an email address.
Yep.
And then those will be there. And you can ring and ask the nurse at the surgery, not just the doctor, as you say, what's the rates, but the doctor, and only the doctor is the one who will talk and discuss the results. Nurses aren't allowed to do that.
Okay.
And really, the chemists, they're good. They can help, but we always put it back to the doctor.
Right.
But definitely, you'll have one if you've got diabetes. They would have tested it at some stage. If not, it's just a blood test. That's what they say.
Mm.
A blood test, urine test, blood pressure, all those three things say at what stage of chronic kidney disease. And remember, stage one is normal or high GRE. That's just with the normal one. So that's way down there, and you might not have any of those, might be higher than that, and you're fine.
Hopefully
that's helpful for our people, because a lot of them have these tests all the time, so we got to learn them.
Learn them. Okay, thank you very much, Marianne, for all the comments.
Yeah, so it's diabetes, but the chronic kidney disease, remember, it's for anybody, not just a diabetic, that we've got friends, family, who've got stage 1 to 5 of chronic kidney disease, and it's not just for diabetes. As I said, it could be from having high blood pressure.
Yes.
Or various forms of inflammation.
Thank you very much for that, Marianne.
Yeah. Nga mihi koutou whānau.
Kia ora mai anō.
Iwa tikau mā whetū, ira tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.